song. What do you say?
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 266. Watching Four for a Dollar and Beauty and the Beast live on stage. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we go way back in time to a memory of a long-lost group accidentally opening for a stage show. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. It's finally here, depending on when you're listening to this. We're either on our way, in, or returning from our many time-delayed Walt Disney World trip. I'm releasing this on Friday, and tomorrow we leave for Florida. I'll do a post-trip write-up and podcast, as I'm sure many of you are curious about our experiences in the parks. Rest assured, though, I have my recorder, I have batteries, I have the new microphones ready, and I plan to capture the whole thing so I can share it with all of you later. But that's in the future. Let's get into a memory for today. Four for a Dollar opened for Beauty and the Beast in a very special way. They provided another magic spark to the day as you waited for the show to begin. I really miss these guys, and I hope Disney World gets back to finding acts like this to make the day more magical, especially when so many are there and stressed and tensions can run so high. For today's memory, we're going way back to the end of December 2006. It's 2 days after Christmas, and my family asked me what I wanted to do for my birthday. Yep, I'm one of those 2 days after Christmas babies. And guess what I chose? Walt Disney World, of course. So my brother, sister, my dad, and my in-laws joined Tracy and me, no kids yet, for a day in Walt Disney World. It was crazy crowded, and we spent most of our day fumbling around trying to find large enough venues that we wouldn't have to wait for 3 hours to ride a single attraction. Man, I wish I had touring plans back then. At this point in the day, we're in the Disney MGM studios and have made our way to the end of Sunset Boulevard and arrived early to the theater where Beauty and the Beast will be performed. It's a cool day in Florida, and we've got our jackets on and are happy to huddle together as we find seats for all seven of us on the metal benches. You'll hear the crowds talking and laughing all around us. The ushers come through and ask everyone to move a little closer. It felt very foreign for me when I was editing this. The world that we're used to living in, this is just so different. So many people so close together. So on the stage, there are four microphones waiting the start of the show. Then a sound engineer comes out to check the mics one last time. But really, this is actually the start of the pre-show for all of those guests waiting. You'll hear Tracy get excited as she recognizes him from a previous encounter earlier in the month on her trip. As 4-4-Dollar finishes their routine, we'll stay where we are and enjoy a rousing performance of Beauty and the Beast live on stage. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we listen in on a mic check and are wowed by the music of an animated classic live on stage.
Again, about a half a step.
It don't matter because we're supposed to be wrong, okay?
I think you do because I barely can even see it.
Gentlemen, your attention, please. In order to allow more guests to sit in our theater, we would like to ask that you slide as far towards the center of the theater as possible. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
You hear the music in the background? Part of the skit.
Thank you. Sorry, folks. They're not supposed to be on the microphone. Sorry.
Aww. Oh, what a night. Late December, kind of 62.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you Where do we get some? Don't bring some out here. Good times we bring to you and your kin. Good times for Christmas and Happy New Year. Come on. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Texas, where is Amaya? Amaya, where are you? Is that you? Could you come down here and meet us at the front of the stage? You can bring your family if you want. It says here she's celebrating her 5th birthday. Let's give her a hand.
You don't have to come. You can just stay right here. That's okay. She's kind of unhappy. That's okay. You can stay right here. What we'd like to do for your birthday, we'd just like to sing you a song, okay? That's all we're going to do is sing you a song. And we have a gift for you from the Once Upon a Time gift shop, a copy of our holiday CD! That's for you. That's for you. You can take it. Now, I have a question for you. What's your favorite Disney song? We're going to do our favorite. It goes like this, okay? This is for you.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Spell would be broken.
If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope. For who could ever learn to love a beast?
What could you possibly know about my dreams?
adventure than even she, in her wildest imagination, could have dreamt. But through a series of strange circumstances, she found herself held captive inside a dark and foreboding castle, inhabited by a very odd collection of characters.
Master will be furious if he finds out what we are up to.
Well, we don't have to tell him, do we?
There is nothing to worry about.
No, nothing. Just our entire future.
Oh, pish-posh. Be our guest for dinner.
We'll keep it simple.
What are you talking about? What's going on? Come
along, Chip, dear.
Oh, dear.
No need to worry.
We'll keep it simple.
Hi.
Stop. Stop it, I say. Do you hear me? All of you. I said, quiet! If we're going to do it, then let's do it.
But of course, we must make them feel welcome. Esteemed madams and messieurs, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you. And now, we invite you to relax, pull up a chair, as the dining room proudly presents your dinner.
Yeah.
poor girl has lost her father and her freedom all in one day.
Need I remind you that your 21st birthday will be here soon?
I know that. Perhaps she has come to break the spell.
Remember, you must learn to love another and earn their love in return.
I know. And then we might all be human again.
Yes, yes, human again. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's very good.
I'm laughing.
I'm human again.
Wow!
Oh. Oh, no.
I thought I told you never to come here.
But I just wanted to see something.
It's none of your business.
Please, stop.
You shouldn't have come to the West Wing.
And you should learn to control your temper.
I can't help it.
Well, how do you know if you don't even try?
Say something nice to her.
Try to her, Dr. Gentleman.
I apologize.
Apology accepted.
That's it.
Jim.
Jim.
I've never felt this way before.
There's something sweet and almost kind. He was me and he was more so unrefined. And now he's dear and so unsure. I wonder why I didn't see it there before.
She glanced this way. I thought I saw. And when we touched, she didn't shut her eye. My part, though we can't be, I'll just ignore. But then she's never looked at me that way before.
For the last time, no one says no to Gaston. Reject it. It's more than I can bear. And publicly humiliated, I am disgraced! But I have a plan. Someone has to protect our village. Kill the beast or he will kill your children. The beast will make off with your children. He'll come after them in the night.
No!
No one is safe until his head is mounted on my wall. I say we kill the beast!
Kill him!
We're not safe until he's dead. He'll come stalking us at night. Set a sacrifice, your children, to his monstrous appetite. The wreak havoc on our village if we let him wander free. So it's time to take some action, boys. It's time to... Shadows. It's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer that we're there at the drawbridge of the castle, and there's something truly terrible inside. It's a beast, he's a fangs with a sharp one. Massive paws, killer claws for the beast. Hearing roars, hearing bone, but we're not coming home till he's dead. Good and dead! Kill the beast! If you're not with us, you're against us. We'll rip the village of this beast! Move with me!
I am!
chicken, please.
We're counting on your soul to lead the way.
You will listen to the word of the Lord.
We're
counting on your soul to lead the way.
He's a priest who is tall as a mountain. He won't rest till he's heard and sees. Sally Boat, Sally Boat, let your sword run.
His head. Take whatever booty you can find. But remember, the beast is mine! What do you think you're doing? We're turning this thing to me!
Thank you. J'ai bagné avec 4
filles.
It's all right for now. Go that way.
Unexpected.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting this show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.